Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is the third B'siyata D'Shmaya Shir in the topic of Shalom V'Darshan V'Hilchos Pesach, Shloshim Yom Kodem Pesach. In the first two Shiur in Baruch Hashem, we saw in a flow. So in the first Shiur, we presented a series of Kashas, Kedalkeinu V'Kodesh. And then we actually, in the first Shiur already, we started the Mahalach, which is a rarity in these Shiurim. But B'siyata D'Shmaya, and again, this is all not me. It's just a Kli. Based on the Torah of Moriber Rabbi, I go and I go to Mufa Vamuflog, Abdovet Tzal, and the Yisod that we saw was, in short, that the 30 days before Pesach have the status of Erev Pesach. And the Mela, Kumtois, it emerges from that you have to. You're Shalom B'Darshan, whatever that means, which we saw various explanations of what that means. According to one opinion, it just means that if someone asks, you don't actually have to Darshan. Just if somebody asks, then he's considered Shalom K'inyan, and you answer him before someone who's Shalom K'inyan. Another opinion is that, because we have another seemingly conflicting source that says that you're only Shalom on the holiday itself. Another answer was that, in fact, the Etzem Inyan HaChag, why you're celebrating this holiday, and Inyan HaYantif, so that you talk about on Pesach itself, and then the 30 days before of the halachas that are unique, the unique halachas of Hilchos Pesach. But Al Kolponim, before it is that it's it already has the status, 30 days before, already has the status of being Erev Chag. It's a chalos on the days. Okay, so that, and with that, we've already explained a lot of different things. Baruch Hashem, Hodul Adonai, Ki Toiv, Ki Li Oilom Chazdoi. God is so good to us. Baruch Hashem. I don't know how I can thank Him, and I can't thank Him enough, but I'm going to try. Yilu Filo Mola Shira Kayam, Ulu Shenein Rina Kahamun Galav. Right, we say, we can't thank you, and then we start thanking Him. It's the pshat. The pshat is that we can't. We know we can't, and then we do our best. It's a big yisod for life. You can't do everything. You know how much there is to do. So you do exactly what you can do, which is your best. How awesome is that, friends? S.A. Super awesome. Okay, אז עכשיו אנחנו מתקדמים הלאה. בסוגיה שלנו. בסייעתא דשמיא. ובזה, לפי מה שכבר למדנו ודיברנו, אפשר לבאר ולתרץ את התמיהה של הבח והפרי חדש בריש סימן תכ"ט על דעת הרשב"א והר"ן. It was a cash in the Rashba and the Ran. What did the Rashba and the Ran say? That was what we saw in the first shiur. That the Rashba and the Ran answered the Kasha. This Ran is in Megillah 4a. The Rashba is in Megillah 30a. The Kasha between the conflict, the tension between the two sugyas. You ask, are you Shaul on Pesach itself for 30 days before Pesach? So lav le meimro, this is cited by the Beis Yosef. Lav le meimro donu mechuyavim lishav lidrash b'chutz Pesach. Elim shem dekayim olam ba'am v'shnei tamun shol, shtamim sholim, echad shol kenyan v'echad shol shol kenyan, sh'nizkakon l'shol kenyan. So when you have two talmidim, one is asking la'inyan and one is asking shol la'inyan, you answer the one who's asking la'inyan first. So if somebody's asking 30 days before Pesach, he's considered that he's shol la'inyan. He's considered that he's asking a relevant question. It's already considered relevant 30 days before. Okay? זה הרשב"א והר"ן, שעליהם מקשים הבח והפרי חדש. אז הם מקשים מהגמרא בסנהדרין בדף י"ב עמוד ב', וכן הוא במסכת ראש השנה, בדף ז' עמוד א'. יש מחלוקת שם בסוגיה, when they were Ma'abir the Shana on the 30th day of Adar. The 30th day of Adar could be Nisan. You know how to be Ma'abir the Shana in Nisan? Matarnished adding a month in Nisan. You know how to add a month in Nisan. What about the 30th of Adar? You allowed to add a month then? You allowed to make a Shana Mu'beres? Zmachloikas. Whether, according to this, an opinion that you shouldn't do it. So the question is, if you did it, does it work? Is the Ibur Batal or not? Or is it a valid Ibur? So, Rabbi Sister of Nachman, Kacha. Because Rava holds Batal Ibur, Rav Nachman holds Me'ubar Mekudesh. So Amar Le Rava Le Rav Nachman Sheyesh Koshi B'Shitatcha Michdi Mipuria Lefischa Telatin Yom Min Havu Hare Mipurim LePesach It's 30 days. U'Mipuria Darshinan And from the time of Purim we dash into the Tzibur B'Hilchos Pesach And the laws of Passover, the Tanya, Shoalim b'Ilchot HaPesach, Kodem LaPesach, 30 Yom. We ask about the halachas of Pesach, before Pesach, 30 days. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shtei Shabbatot. Shimon says two Shabbosis. But we'll go with the Tanakama. Tanakama says, you ask 30 days before. B'chimati reish yarcha, Then, when Rosh Chodesh comes around, they're going to be merachik it again another month. So what's going to happen? Asi lizalzule b'chametz. They're going to come to be mezalzel on the Yisr of chametz. Because look at what's going to happen. What's going to happen is that they're already, in Purim, they're already talking about Hilchos Pesach. And then it doesn't come a month later. They end up pushing it off another month. So therefore, Rabbi Sister of Nachman, it's not, if you do it on the 30th, it's not Uber, not Makudish, because people are going to be Mezalzel and the Yisr of Chometz. Amar Lei, as Rav Nachman Analo, Meida yidi d'shata me'abarta b'chushbena talia milta. Yadua hu lahem shishana me'uberes b'cheshbon talui adavar. V'hu chishuv mesubach u'memushach. It's talui in a cheshbon. It's not a simple matter. And they have to make sure that the years will... The solar calendar, well, the lunar calendar will fit the solar calendar. We don't want to end up keeping Sukkot, you know, in the middle of January. And Pesach could be Chves in November. Be a funny Pesach. So everyone knows it's Tali B'Cheshbon. Amri, as Amri mehem, chushbena hu lo salik lehu l'rabanan. The rabbis didn't, lo nigmar lehem hachachomim, the cheshbon until now, they didn't make the proper cheshbon. And it's only now that they were able to make the proper cheshbon. So your taina is that people are going to come to be mezalzel and chametz? And my answer is that people won't come to be mezalzel and chametz. They'll understand shemedubach bo davar mesubach. And the Mela, they're not going to come to be Mizalzel. Azoi Enfeld, der Eiliger Rabbi Nachman. Et Rovo. Nachman was a big Dayan, as we see from the Gemara. So he's a man. A man should be listened to. All the time, I'm a man should be listened to. Al Koponim, that's the Gemara. Rashi mifaresh u'mipuria v'kevan shelo ibdelo ibru ha'kodem ha'purim v'shamut rasha shel elchot pesach since they were in Ma'abir the Shana, before Purim, and they already heard the drasha of Hilchas Pesach, ki hadar me'abri beizdin l'shasa, loy mehimni lehu l'shluchei beizdin, va'asi lizalzulei b'chometz. When beizdin come, they heard the drasha on Hilchas Pesach, and when they're ma'abri the Shana, they're not going to believe the shluchei beizdin anymore, and they're going to come to me with zalzni l'shluchei chometz, and say, ah, you guys are saying that they made an Ibur Shana. What are you talking about? And they'll end up not eating chametz when they're allowed to eat chametz, and they end up eating chametz when they're not supposed to eat chametz. We don't want these. We don't want this to happen. Therefore, Chava says that you can't be ma'abir the Shana on Rosh Chodesh on 30th of Adar, which could be Shchodesh Nissen, because people are going to end up being mezalzel and liyaser of chametz, because they're going to say, "What do you mean? On Purim we heard a shir in Hilchos Pesach. Since on Purim we heard a shir in Hilchos Pesach, so memela, it's 30 days before. So ma pitom, you're pushing it off now. Elu divrei Gemara, harei lehedia." Lehedia, she'achein dorshim mipurim b'ilchot ha'pesach. So you see mefurash that they do darshan from Purim. Already they darshan Hilchos Pesach. Now, what was the assertion of the aforementioned Rishonim, the Ran and the Rashbe? The Ran and the Rashbe had asserted that you don't really darshan Hilchos Pesach. You just answer the Talmud who asks in Hilchos Pesach, because it's considered that he's a shoyel ki'inyin. That's what they said. But you see here, they are darshaning Hilchos Pesach on Purim. Dim lo ken ki acheret v'rak din hu klapei shoyel ki'inyin. It's a rak din, she'im dam shoel, when achshav shoel ke'inyan, v'yishayich lo imardim mishum ze yizalzelu b'chometz. People aren't going to be mizalzel in chometz because you answered one of the Talmidim who asked about Hilchos Pesach. It's not a pilsum. If you just answer his question, it's not a pilsum that Pesach is going to be in 30 days. Bach is the rabbi, not the composer. I like to point out that the composer, I listen to his music sometimes. I happen to enjoy classical music. It's relaxing. I inherited that from my father, Zalzayin Gesund und Stark. But the Bach is not the composer. He's the rabbi. The composer had about 20 children. I don't know how many the rabbi had. I have to. And the Pri Chodesh, that's their kasha. So, if the whole vort is that you're answering the Talmud that he's considered Shaul Kenyan, that's not a pirsum that Pesach is coming up. Zoha kushya, ayin sham, ayin bebiur halacha, besiman taf chaf tet. אבל לפי דברינו נראה שלשיטת הרשב"א והר"ן אין הנידון משום הפרסום שישנו על ידי הדרשה. According to the Rashba and Ran, the issue is not the pirsum, the publicity that comes about as a result of the drosha, as the other, as the Achronim understood, אלא, וזה היסוד פה, זה המפתח, הוא מחמס הפרסום שישנו על מציוסם של יומים אלו כיומים השיוכים כבר לחג. The pirsum is that these days are already considered שייך to the chag. It's considered ערב חג. And when I grew up, ערב יומטיף, ערב שבס, was always that day, Friday, or whenever יומטיף was, the day before, the day that night is יומטיף. But we see it's not like that. Actually, someone in my family says, oh, it's already Erev Yom Tov, meaning 2 weeks before Pesach, 3 weeks before Pesach. They mean it's coming up. So here you see that same Yisod, that the Pirsum is that these days are Shaykh to the Chag. Shai Dei Zeh Nimtza Shebemida Mesuyemet Kvar Chal Chag HaPesach. So Chag HaPesach is already Chal. וודאי לא יאמינו שיבטלו רבנן חלות זו על ידי עיבור. And therefore people are not going to believe that the rabbis were mevatel this chalos through the ibur. How can it be? You're adding another month, Pesach, it's already Erev Pesach! Which means there's already a chalos, there's already, Pesach is in the air! There's already a chalos on these days that these are the days that are preceding Pesach. How are you mevatel that? How do you change the nature of these days? It's lo yechol yot, it's ken zayin, as they say in ancient French. As ma shekatuv ba'gemara, de mipuria, darshinan be'ilchot ha'pesach. And what does it mean in the Gemara when it says that from Purim we already darshin hilchos Pesach? Hainu, ma kavana? She'azu zmanam shel ilchot ha'pesach. That's the time of hilchos Pesach. D'mehaytayme ha'talmud shoyel havalei shoyel kinyan. And that's why, in other words, the shoyel kinyan is not going to make the pirsum. The Shoal Ka'inyan is the Toitsa. These are days. The Pirsum is that these are days of Erev Chag. These days have a Chalois that they're considered already part of Pesach. Pesach is in the air. And Kitotsa Mikach, as a result of that, if the Talmud is Shoal, is considered Shoal Ka'inyan. But the pirsum is that these days are already, these days have a mitzvah of being Erev Pesach. And therefore they're not going to believe the Shluchei Beizdin. What? They pushed off Pesach? L'chol yod, it already started. The Mahalach already started. The train already left the station. Can't stop it now. And that's why Talmud is the Shoal is considered Shoal Kenyan. Kiesh kvar pirsum. שהימים האלה שייכים לפסח. ולכן, מהי טיימה, תלמיד שואל, הוא נחשב שואל כעניין. ולכן, לא יאמינו לשלוחי הבייזדין, שיעברו בייזדין עשר שנה במצב כזה, במצב שכזה, לא יעברו את השנה. הרי כבר חלחלות על, על הימים האלו. And a shtickel raya, that it's not because of the Darshanim darshaned it. In other words, like the passage of the Gemara, is that the Darshanim darshaned Ilchos Pesach, so people aren't going to believe you to say you made an Ibur. No. It's not the Pshat. What's a Shtikl Raya? That in the Sugin Rosh Hashanah, it also says this Inyan, V'lo huzkar klal b'gemara et ha'inyan shel mipuria darshinan. It doesn't say at all the Inyan that we darshan from Purim. In our Gemara, the Lashon is Michti Mipuria Lepischat Lashon Yoyiminovu Umipuria Darshinon Bilchus Pesach. And from Purim we Darshin Ilchus Pesach. Aval Bagmara Baruch Shana Lo Katuv Kach. El Rak Kevan Damamar Shoalim Atid Lezulzulei B'Chometz. Since you say Shalom Darshin Bilchus Pesach, etc., then it was Alzon L'Chometz. But wait a second, according to Rashi, that's the Iker Inyan. What's taken Rashi? Rashi says, V'kem shalabiru kol impurim, v'shamu drosha l'shaluchas Pesach. They heard the drosha of Iker Pesach, that's all Inyan heard the drosha. Aval b'mesechas Rosh Hashanah, lo katuv sheshemu et ha-drosha. Az lachen, efshar teretz lefi otam rishonim, anachnu lo baim lachlok al Rashi. Anachnu mitarzim lotam rishonim. She'en hakavana shedarshu et ha-drosha. אלא הכוונה היא אחרת. הכוונה שהפרסום הוא שהמציאות של הימים האלו is that it's Pesach is already chal, it's already Erev Pesach. The Pesach train left the station. And ממילא לא יכול להיות that the rabbis were ma'abr the shana. And that's why Talmud Shoal is considered Shoal Kenyan. ועל זה משני הגמרא ועל כך מתרצת הגמרא דמידה ידיעה that people know that what? That it's a חשבון מסובך. People know that ששנה מעוברת תלוי בחשבון. והוא חישוב מסובך וממושך. אמרי חושבנהו לא סליק לו לרבנן עד השתה.
The rabbis Pasha didn't make their cheshbon until now.
והיינו. דהיינו אמנם שאין לעשות כן לכתחילה. משום שכביכול, אבל העיבור כשכבר ישנו פסח. נכון שלכתחילה לא עושים כך. מכיוון שזה נחשב שכבר עיברו את השנה, כשפסח כבר התחיל, אבל כיוון דלא סליק לו חשבנה, but since they didn't finish making the חשבן, so it came out against their will, willy-nilly, ועל כורך יוצא ככה עיבור, אף על פי שלכתחילה הוא עלה עשי עיבור חי גבנה. But that's how the עיבור came out, even though it's not the right thing to make the עיבור then. Nevertheless, that's how it came out. לכן שפיר ישנו נידון זה דמיפוריה, גם לשיטת הרשב"א והר"ן. And therefore you have this nidon of Mipuria, say according to the Rashba, also according to the Rashba, and also according to the Ran. Even though they hold that the whole vort, it's just that you answer a Talmud to Shoal that he's considered Shoal Kenyan. What's the Pirsum? The Pirsum is that these days have a Metzias of being Erev Pesach. And in Mela, people aren't going to believe you to say when they... Two things are going to happen. A, people are going to believe you when you say that you're Ma'abir the Shana. And also, when a Talmud asks you a Shaila, you're going to be Shaul Kenyan, you answer him because he's Shaul Kenyan. And the Teretz is, Ein Achinami, it's better not to do it that way. It's better not to do it that way. Even according to the Rashba and the Ran, the whole thing is that you just answer the Talmud. You're only answering the Talmud because these days have a Metzius of Erev Pesach. And the Rav Nachman's answer is, Ein Achinami, it's better not to do it that way. It's better not to be Ma'abir the Shana. On the 30th of Adar, but if you did it, it's done, because people understand it was a cheshbon mesubach. In a chinami, the Erev, the Pesach train already left the station, but they realized that it's not yet the right time, so they retracted. But you're right, lechatchila is not the right thing to do. V'yaseh shapir b'zeh ma sheikshat turei even b'rosh hashanah sham. And now we can also answer the kasha of that lion, the Shagasari, the Turei Evan. Was hat gefragt der Turei Evan? No. Az mevuar besugya sham bedas harishonim, deloy ma'abrim lechatchila acharei Purim, kemet she'az ma'aschilim shloshim yoyim shelifnei Pesach. Yinan ma'abr lechatchila after Purim, because then the 30 days start. As ikshat turei even the kevan sheikaro mishum shelo yaminu libur lachash shekvar darshu lehem b'lachot haPesach. Hare gam lefnei Purim ein la'aber mishum harechokim shelo yadu mehaibur bezman haPurim v'yidrashu lehem b'lachot Pesach. One second. The Rishonim say that you're not allowed to be ma'abr not only from the 30th, but you shouldn't even be ma'abr lechatchila from Purim. Because people heard the Pesach Drash on Purim. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen is since people heard the Pesach Drash on Purim, they're not going to believe you when you say that they were Ma'abir the Shana. So Frech the Turei Evan, wait a second, then even before Purim, don't be Ma'abir the Shana. Don't be Ma'abir the Shana on Yud Adar either. Why? Because not everybody's going to find out about it. And they're still going to make the drasha on Purim, and then still going to make a problem with Pesach. People are not going to believe that they're a ma'abir. So don't even be ma'abir before Purim, because people don't know about it. Ayein sham b'divrei haturei even she'arich b'zeh. Ish turei even mod yafeh ayom, im he'arot, kol b'ktav yafeh, b'tfus yafeh. Ayom baruch Hashem zachinu b'dor shel התפתחות טכנולוגית מואצת ומדהימה, ולכן זוכים להרבה ספרים מהודרים, ביופיים, בחיצוניותם ובפנימיותם, ברוך השם. אז זה הקושייה של הטורי אבן. that it shouldn't even be permitted before Purim to be ma'abel lishoni. Aval lafi dvareinu, hare ein anidon al ma shelo yaminu mechamat sheshamu telchot haPesach bePurim. It's not the pshat, like you would have understood Pashtus in the Gemara. It's because they heard Pilchas Pesach on Purim. They heard the Rov give it Roshe. And I don't know why people don't do it today. But the Rav gave him Purim, they speak Hilchas Purim. But the Rav gave it Rosh on Hilchas Purim. And he's talking about Hilchas Pesach. On Purim, he's giving it Rosh on Hilchas Pesach. So Memela, afterwards, people are going to believe you to say they're a Ma'abed Lishana. And therefore, the Fizeh, the Torah Evan, is correct. And even before Purim, because people aren't going to know they're a Ma'abed Lishana, they're still going to give the Rosh on Purim. And Memela, they're not going to believe you when you said you're a Ma'abed Lishana. That's all if the Torah Evan is understanding l'fi Pashtus Divrei HaGemara. Aval l'fi Dvareinu, Ainyanu shelo ya'aminu shehaya ibur shekvar shayach lePesach. Everybody knows that it's already shayach to Pesach. They know that from Purim, there's already a shayach to Pesach. Like I keep saying that, Marshall, the Pesach train has already left the station. Pesach hu kvar ba'avir, kvar merichim et all of that, the cleaning materials that people use, the ladies use in the house, with the bleach and all the other stuff. So we're already smelling it in the air. We already smell the matzahs. You know, I don't know what matzahs smell like. But I guess the burning of the chametz was smelling. It's already there 30 days before. V'kol zeim yodiyu she'buru bepurim shuhuzman ha'sheach lePesach. Aval im yibru b'fnei Purim v'yodiyu shebizman ze hu she'ibru. Not because they heard the Jerusha. It's because people are going to say, wait a second, you're already ma'aber from Purim on. Ma pitom? It's already Pesach time. It's already Erev Pesach. Yifshal asut kaze davar. But what's going to happen instead? They're going to say, Rabbi Isai, I know you gave the Jerusha, the Pesach Jerusha on Purim. I know it was 30 days before and you thought that it was already the time, but it wasn't. We already ma'abir the Shana before Purim. It turns out it's fake news. You were ma'abir the Shana. Ma'abir the Shana before Purim. So you on Purim, you thought it was fake news that Pesach is in 30 days. It isn't. It wasn't. And it was never meant to be. Lohaya v'loy nivra v'lo asid liyos. Right? It wasn't 30 days before. We were ma'abir the Shana tak on Yud Adar. Yud Beis Adar. It was before. Ah. There's no reason not to believe them. And therefore, it's telling in the zman of the ibur when they were ma'aber. They were ma'aber before people are going to believe you, and not on when they found out about it. If they found out about it, they found out about it after Purim, we'll tell them it was done before Purim. So, oh, that makes sense. It wasn't Erev Pesach, the Maisa, when you did it. We just didn't know. You didn't send us, you didn't text us to tell us. Today people text. Back then, I'm not sure everybody had texts. Anyway, מה שזכינו לעשות בשיעור הזה, באמת התכוונתי תחילת השיעור לעשות יותר. Okay, בעזרת השם, יש פעם הבאה. אני לא משתדל לא להאריך יותר מדי בשיעורים. תפסת, מרובה לא תפסת. פעם היה לנו על זה, כמה שיעורים נפלאים ברוך השם בסייעת הדשמי, הודו להשם כי טוב כי לא נחסתם. בשיעורים שלנו על הלכות סוכה, על פי תורת מורינו ורבינו, בשמות זוכות אהבת כל נפש חלטו עובד זה צה. על כל פנים, בשיעור הזה למדנו, והוכחנו את היסוד שלנו, that the Indian of 30 days before Pesach, is it's already a חלויס on the יום. Okay. מי רי ורבי צי, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind to us and he gives us the koyach and the moyach and the simchas achayim and everything we need in order to continue learning, we will please God see more neflos mitaras Hashem. And my only request, my I-9-Siga request, is that you stay tuned. And I thank you so, so, so much for listening. This was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Baruch Hashem. I'm so happy that we have such Gainim and Kal Yisrael that are able to lighten up our eyes with Torah. If it were up to me, Rabbi Isai, learning wouldn't be as Gishmak as it is with the Gainim. I'm just zeicha to be the kli, Baruch Hashem. Okay, thank you again for listening. Shneskel l'mod u'lamed l'shma v'lasot u'lekem et kol devrei tamut torato be'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom. Ahuvai yedidai, meirai v'rabbeisai.